how is your Wednesday afternoon going? Well, for some people, it is going, yeah, a lot better than other people because they've been hanging out with guys from Queer Eye all day. We are chatting to Jamie Travers, who you might remember from 2SER. He used to host a few shows on the air here for quite a while. He's now in Canberra working at ABC Canberra, and he's been following the Queer Eye guys around. Yes, he's on the phone. G'day, Jamie.
G'day, Mick. How are you going?
Oh, so good, mate. Good to hear from you. How's things going?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, what a better way to brighten a Canberra winter than to get a visit from the Fab Five, I reckon.
It was a funny story. Like, we saw some Instagram stories yesterday. They were hanging around Canberra, going to a couple of cafes. People are going, what are they doing here?
Yeah,
in Canberra?
Just for context, Mick, because there might be some people who are going, the Fab Five, Queer Eye? What are you talking about? Cast your mind back to 2003, and I think everyone will remember that TV show, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Carson Kresley in his fabulous jackets and the other four, whoever they were, zhuzhing up straight men across America. Well, fast forward 15 years, and Netflix has gone, right, how are we going to make make a bit more money, make a brand new show? I know, we'll rebrand that old thing. They brought in a new cast, they've made a new Queer Eye. I think it launched late last year, and it was a smash hit.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, yesterday we all kind of woke up here in Canberra and saw on Instagram that not one, not two, but all five of the Fab Five had just touched down at Canberra Airport.
A little old Canberra airport. Like, they've skipped Sydney, they've skipped Melbourne, they've gone straight to Canberra, and everyone's going, what are they doing in Canberra? Is this some sort of tourism ploy? Is industry paid for them?
Well, that was the thing. Everyone was going, are they going to make over the Prime Minister? Are they going to make over Barnaby Joyce? He needs a bit of work at the moment.
Yeah.
But being the intrepid reporter that I am, Mick, I thought,
yes,
I've got to figure this out. So I spoke to a couple of sources, and they said, they're going to Yass. Now, if you don't know, Yass is a town about 60 kilometres to the northwest of Canberra. And I can hear yourself asking, Mick, why would they go to Yass?
Well, I know why, but there's plenty of people who might not realise what Yass is.
Well, Yass is one of the big catch cries from this latest season of Queer Eye, as in, Yass!
Yes!
So I think it was a perfect PR stunt for them. So this morning, headed out to Yass. It's a town of about 6,000 people,
yes,
and this apparently has been bubbling along secretly for a couple of months now. They've known about this. People have been signing confidentiality agreements, non-disclosure agreements, the whole kit and caboodle. I happened to stumble across it and rocked up this morning, and as I was driving into town, on the left-hand side, I saw a police car and a big SUV with all five members of the Fab Five there taking selfies with the Yass sign.
So good.
So the reason they're in town, Mick, they are, as I understand it, doing a makeover on a member of the local community. And they're also going to be doing, well, a makeover and a renovation of one of the local pubs. And being, as I mentioned, an intrepid reporter, I did manage to track down said local pub,
yes,
but was politely turned away by a female police officer who said, "Sir, quite frankly, I don't care if you're from the ABC. You're not getting in here."
Ooh, turned away. This is the Yass's Clubhouse Hotel, I believe.
Yes, it is at the Yass Clubhouse Hotel. And the big reveal is probably about now, as I understand it, all the work that they've done on there. But I had a chat to quite a lot of the locals, Mick. A woman who owns a store directly underneath the Yass Club Hotel. Yesterday, she was trying to lure the Fab Five in, so she opened all the doors, all the windows, turned on Kylie Minogue as loud as she could, and put a basket of avocados, which is apparently the favourite food of one of the Fab Five, out the front, but to no avail, she didn't get them through the doors.
She knows the show. Anthony, the chef, I guess you could call it in little quotes, likes to make guacamole on the show quite often to show his people, the people they're making up, how to make a dish.
Yes. But the locals really, as I might have mentioned, they couldn't really give two hoots, generally speaking. They were more excited that the ABC was coming to town, can I tell you? But no, everyone was really accepting of it. Everyone was really excited for the local business opportunities. The crew's been staying in and around town for a couple of weeks. They've been getting to know the locals. And they're all just hoping that, you know, it'll bring maybe a little extra tourism dollars to town. I had a chat to some people, and no word on whether they're going to add an extra S to the end of yes.
Well, I think they should. And apparently there's like a billboard on the way out of town which actually has the Queer Eye guys on it.
Yes, so as you're heading out of town, if you're heading back towards Canberra, down the Barton Highway, there is an enormous billboard, which apparently for the last couple of weeks has had a sign that says, you know, thank you for visiting YAS, and it's got pictures of all the guys on there, and no one put two and two together until yesterday.
Until now. Well, this is amazing. Look, I've been to YAS many times. I used to live in Canberra, and look, there's not a lot going on in YAS, to be honest, but it is a nice little town, and this is pretty awesome that they can go out to this place just outside of Canberra, give it a zhuzh. It's giving the whole town a zhuzh, and I think it's awesome that they're there and they can promote a little town. Now, speaking of billboards, and I kind of mentioned this, have you ever seen the McDonald's sign and the YAS sign together?
Oh, yeah, the M YAS. We thought that was the most important and impressive billboard in the region. Well, these guys have taken it right up a notch.
They have, way better. And I also saw a tweet mentioning that not only is there YAS on one side of Canberra, but on the other side of Canberra is Queanbeyan. So if you go YAS and Queanbeyan together.
YAS Queen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, well, it's interesting you say that because the mayor of YAS is a lady called Rowena Abbey, and we've always joked that she was the YAS Queen. So maybe she's been upstaged by the Fab Five.
Maybe.
And can I just point out, Mick, that all this money, you know, probably a couple of $100,000 going into renovate this pub, a ton of money for the guys to go out there, it's not even going to be a full episode. It's going to be 4 minutes.
No way.
4 minutes, days of shooting, hundreds of thousands of dollars, all this secrecy for 4 minutes of a promo.
That is unbelievable.
But it's great. It's showcasing rural Australia, and it shows how we can take the piss out of ourselves. And I think that's the most important part.
It is. Oh, Jamie, you've had a great day. I'm really excited that you got to follow them around. I guess you didn't meet them at all. They're all a bit at arm's length, a bit far away.
No, I didn't get to meet them. It was a shame, but there's always tomorrow.
There's always tomorrow. Surely they'll be around Canberra tonight, hey?
Here's hoping. Things just keep getting better. What's it they say?
That's right. What do they say? Things keep getting better?
Yes, I think that's the song from the show, isn't it, Mick?
Oh, of course. God. I'm so out of it. Sorry. Very good. Jamie Travers, thank you so much for reporting on the Queer Eye's appearance in YAS today, and really appreciate you chatting to us here at 2SER.
Thanks, Mick.